picked up, the fire spread, and the grapevine seemed left for dead. And the northern sky looked like the end of days, the end of days. The wake-up call to a rented room sounded like an alarm.
Some Death Cab for Cutie right there, Grapevine Fires on KX93.5. Alyssa in for Tyler with a special treat for you guys. I got Maruja in studio. I got Don Carlo with the White Smoke and Calavera all here. They're going to play a couple songs for us. We're going to talk about their music. They're going to kick it off now with Golden Wings and Corpse Paint on KX93.5.
And devils want to rule the earth. The demons and devils want to rule the earth. Demons and devils want to rule the earth. Demons and devils want to rule the earth. I wanna see everything that you see. I
that's your name. You have no shame. Rich in the bank, but your soul, starving man. Demons and devils want to rule the earth. Demons and devils want to rule the earth. Demons and devils want to rule the earth. Demons and devils want to rule the earth.
Was awesome, guys. We've got Maruja in studio with us. Awesome.
Thank you.
That was Golden Wings in Corpse Paint. So that is definitely a mouthful for a title. Where did that one come from, guys?
So it's we were at a club. We're watching a band, the three of us, you know, pretty inebriated.
And this lady came. How it starts, right?
Yeah, usually. Mm-hmm. This lady comes out with these huge golden wings. And then our percussionist, who's not here with us, Mr. Churro Satan was wearing, he wears Corpse Paint. He plays in a death metal band. So I'm like, we tried a song called Golden Wings and Corpse Paint. And that's how the title came about.
Interesting. Yeah. Definitely a very much a visual for me. And I think everybody out there, they can kind of picture what this might have looked like.
And thematically, it's about, you know, the border and immigration.
Yeah,
and all these things that are happening
now. There's so much going on right now that I think a lot of people can latch onto your music, which was one of the things when I was listening to it and when you sent everything over that I thought was really impacting because a lot of people can relate, which is kind of cool.
It's almost like time for bands to, because, you know, before it was like, let's just, people need to escape and party and not think about what's going on. I think now is the time to really talk about things before, you know, kind of like the movie Cabaret, you know.
Yeah.
It's about art with the political aspects that we all need to talk about, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's something that not only the older generations, but the younger generations need to be informed about as well. And I know we were talking earlier about how you like mixing both languages in your music to kind of tie everyone together.
Yeah, exactly. Spanish and English. And also, you know, when I first started listening to music, I didn't speak English and it moved me in at a higher level of language, I thought, you know, emotionally. And I feel like when I write songs in Spanish for people that don't speak Spanish, they feel the vibe of what the song is trying to bring them and they create their own story, which I really dig, you know.
Yeah, I can definitely agree to that because I speak not a lick of Spanish. Yeah, no. And I asked you like six times, how do you say the band name? Just so I didn't murder it for you guys.
No, that's awesome.
But, you know, it is true. Like, music does evoke, you know, visuals and a feel to it. And no matter what language it's in, you can always relate to it in some way. Yeah. It is.
I think
it is
greater
a universal
than any communication.
Language.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. So tell us, what does the band name actually mean?
So it's got like lots of meanings, but I always wanted a female name, you know. And now we're calling more, it's more of a gender bias name, you know, like mm-hmm. Maruja, it could be anything, you know. So it's them as a band name. And I always wanted a seven-letter name because it's a magical number. Mm. And broken down into two parts, Maru is a protective circle in Japanese, or a circle, you know.
Okay.
And Ja is the Rastafari, you know, the reggae kind of religion, because we're heavily influenced by roots and reggae and all those things.
Yeah,
you know?
You can feel it in your music, just mm-hmm. the feel of everything. You have a mix of reggaeton, reggae, yeah. all that kind of ska kind of feel to it, which I love. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. So to me, it was just a no-brainer. I told mm-hmm. you guys earlier that I just loved it. So I know you guys have a new album coming out. Is Golden Wings going to be on that?
No, this is actually, we write so much that this is actually material for the future.
Okay.
So the latest album we have that is coming out, Cinco de Mayo, which is now digitally, you can get it in all the platforms, Bad Hombres live at Brando's Paradise that Johnny Avila from Oingo Boingo produced, mm-hmm. which we're so excited about, is kind of the band live up until this point. So it's kind of like a collection or an anthology of our live sets for the past 2 years.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. It's kind of cool. And I know your last album won the San Diego Music Award for Best World Album.
It did?
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. You guys told me. So.
Yes, yes. No, we were actually touring Mexico mm-hmm. the day of the San Diego Music Awards. And shout out to Tim Piles. He's our favorite DJ from 91X. I said, you better, if we win, you better get it for us. And he's like, what? So we made him go up and get it for us. But awesome. We find out on the plane in Mexico, and I think it's been the happiest I've been in a while.
So did you know that Tim Piles is also on our station?
What?
Yeah, he is. So that's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he does the FTP New Music Show on, I think it's Thursdays. Yes. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
He's on our station too, which is cool. So he accepted for you guys, which is, I mean, it's a small world, isn't
it's
it?
It's all connected. Yeah, and he's got the Loudspeaker, which is the local show in San Diego, is right before his FTP show. So that's awesome. It's crazy. It's very incestuous
all
and all
together.
Connected. Yes.
Yeah, it really is. That's how this world is.
If you're in the scene, it's only 10 of us left, right?
Pretty much, right? We're all over. So I know you've got another one for us. The next one, I believe, is called 10 Days. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, so 10 Days is all in Spanish. And it's kind of inspired flamenco type, a bastardized gypsy noise punk rock song, just a love song. So that's what 10 Days is, like a fun love song.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, we're with Maruja right now, and they are going to play 10 Days for us. Take it away, guys. Right.
Juego de palabras ya se terminó. Tírame morena en el callejón. No me dejes solo, no me mientas otra vez. Todo lo que hacemos es cuestión de piel. Si me da 10 días llenos de paz. Todo es real. Y si no te quedas en el madrigal. No me dejes solo, no me mientas otra vez. Todo lo que hacemos es cuestión de piel. Si me das 10 días ven a sentir, quiero vibrar al despertar toda la noche para gozar, morena, quiero vivir dentro de ti, abre los ojos, ven a sentir.
That was awesome, guys. That's 10 days Maruja in studio with us. And so I know you had said earlier that that's a love song. To me, it sounded so dark to be a love song, though.
Oh, yes, the minors, the minor keys. I'm very dark in everything I do. So even if something's kind of sappy or romantic, I have to make it dark and super horrible.
Okay, so. But still a love song at heart, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, kind of like a Chekhov love song, I guess.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, you guys have some interesting names. I've got Don Carlo, The White Smoke, and Calavera here. Tell me how we came up with those, please.
So he's been Don Carlo forever.
Long before Ben Margera was on TV.
Yeah. Now I'm calling him Machine Gun Carlo because he's kind of like a death metal drummer in what we're doing live. So.
Gotcha.
Pretty good. And then The White Smoke, he's the newest member of the band. And it was really funny because we were playing shows for all our Mexican people and... I went to do some shows in Ireland acoustically, and then I came back, and then we introduced him as our new member, and people were like, did you bring him from Ireland? So, but at the White Smoke, I don't know, where'd that come from? When we finally found a bass player, you know, when there's a Pope, there's White Smoke. So that's kind of...
That makes
sense.
And
I said, yeah. So I told my wife, I'm like, oh, yeah, we finally got the White Smoke, meaning, because I always say weird stuff like that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Meaning we finally found a bass player. It's like, oh, that's a great name, The White Smoke. So it kind of stuck.
Yeah, and then she just called me The White Smoke.
Yeah, from then
so then it stuck for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. It works. Pulling imagery from
everyone. And Calavera means skull. And it's been my nickname since I started the band because we use the skull and crossbones.
I was going to say, see it on your guitars,
it's in everywhere.
Your album covers, so everywhere. So
yeah. What do you say? The only God is death. And what do we say to death? Not today.
Mm. I like that.
Well, that's from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Which I would, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Because I have not watched yesterday's episode. I know you guys were talking about.
Yeah. So spoiler alert, they kill Batman at the end of it.
Yeah. So that's the big thing that we have to be.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, now in this day and age where everything, you know, everybody gets triggered for like the weirdest things
things. And I mean,
spoilers are number one. People like go on a rampage.
Yeah. I try and avoid all social media until I watch it because I know if I'm going to go on there, it's just going to be spoiled in 5 seconds. As soon as you go on,
it's all Avengers Endgame or Game of Thrones. And
I
right
know.
Away.
I'm trying to like close my ears, my eyes to everything right now.
There's no hiding from it.
No, there is.
But it's
no
the best 80 minutes you will see on TV history. I would say that's what I've said. It's amazing. I'm going to watch it again when I get home. I watched it twice yesterday.
The first two episodes were great for this season. They really pulled it together. But I know it's going to start and I'm going to cry at some point.
Oh,
I feel it coming. I know
it's
need tissues.
It's so rewarding and good. Yeah, the Battle of Winterfell.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yes, we're nerds and we love...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And it's our time now, you know, with all this. Everything is catered for us nerds. Before it was bad and now it's good.
Yeah,
it's
now
great.
It's really cool to be a nerd, which is so exciting because, you know, growing up as a nerd, you kind of felt like the outcast.
We got kicked around.
Yeah, but
and now we're
now
hip.
It's the cool thing to be, so it's kind of like... It is what it is.
Nerds are cool. Cats and dogs getting together. It's madness.
It works so well. Harmony, guys. Harmony. So I know you have upcoming shows.
Yes. Thank you.
Where can people find you guys to see these shows? Tell us where you're going to be.
Because
you are playing awesome live. So can't wait to see like a full actual set because we're getting a stripped down one today.
We are coming to LA to the Topanga Days.
Okay.
So we're playing Topanga Days with Fantastic Negrito, and that will be the
26th.
Okay. May 26th.
26th of May.
Yeah, and come early. Come at 3. I don't know what time we're playing, but come early. Have some funnel
cake.
Make sure
to be, yeah. be there really,
yeah,
really
come
early.
Early to come see us. But I know we're going before Fantastic Negrito, who I love, and he's amazing. So we're playing right before him. And then we are playing at the Music Box in San Diego, one of our favorite venues to play down there, with Dread Marai, who's like the big reggae artist from Argentina. So it's going to be a really fun night. First time we play with him. So
that should be interesting. Should be.
Tickets are almost sold out. So yeah, get your tickets.
Yeah, you want to jump on that if they're almost sold out. Get
and then
there.
Our name is spelled Marujah. For those who don't know, Marujah. And we're at marujah.com. All our news and information is on our sites. We're on all social platforms. We're on Grindr and Twitter and whatever, all the Instagram porn hubs. And just check us out.
Awesome. So they can find you every which way. I'm assuming they can get your album every which way.
Yes. And if you want to get a physical copy, get it from our marujah.com, because that's 100% of the profits come to us. But if you want to download it from iTunes or listen to it for free at Spotify, and we can get a penny every 6 months, you can do that too.
Yeah. Now, no, they should get the album, because that's the best way to do it. Yeah. But I know that comes out May 5th.
Yes.
Can they pre-order it?
You can already
awesome.
Order it. We started having copies early, but you know, like the big, you know, like, what do you call it? Release parties and all that stuff will happen after the 5th.
Nice. All right. So
Cinco
I know
Mayo.
You got one more for us.
Oh yes. So
do
it's
you
want to
tell
one.
Us a little bit about that one? Is this one coming on the new album as well?
This is an older one.
Okay.
It's Sombras, which has kind of been a staple song, and it's just, the idea that you need, darkness for like, you know, for light to shine bright, you need that darkness in your life, the contrast between light and darkness. And it's dedicated to, you know, the Pinochet takeover of the government, of a democratic elected government in Chile in the 70s.
Okay.
Held by the CIA, by the way. But anyway, so it's about that. So all that in one song. So it's called Sombras. It means shadows.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And here we are with Marujah. They're playing their last song for you here on KX93.5.
You're amazing. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
Whiskety. Condenado a vivir, condenado a morir, condenado a querer. No hay amor en el vientre, tu madre te da calor, luego te entierran. Condenado a sufrir, condenado a morir, condenado a querer. No hay amor en el vientre, tu madre te da calor, luego te entierran. Hay una estrella que da norte y que te guía sin temor, que te dice que en el mundo no hay frontera. Y el espejismo no está dentro, en el templo resplandor, destruye la pirámide por afuera. Sombra que te da la vida son necesarias para ver a la luz brillar. Sombra que te da la vida son necesarias para poder festejar. Son necesarias para poder conectar. El movimiento de la luna, estas son las que se vienen y van. Estás cansado de la noche y todos los reproches que te van a buscar. Yo digo sí a la conciencia y no me junto con la mediocridad. Pero búscame otra sombra, enciéndele una vela a toda tu verdad. Sombra que te da la vida son necesarias para ver a la luz brillar. Sombra que te da la vida son necesarias para poder festejar.